The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol plans to hold two more hearings this week. So how are those hearings landing with voters? Ben Pavier from member station VPM takes us to a swing district in Virginia where primary voters go to the polls tomorrow.
Kimberly Berryman is a strategic grocery shopper. Her budget is tight, and she goes to a few spots in Fredericksburg, Virginia to find the best deal.
Doing it all in one shot because, you know, of gas prices, you have to, you know, make the whole trip count.
Berryman lives in the countryside, far enough out that she puts a cooler in her trunk to keep her corn cold. For Berryman, it's worlds away from the January 6th hearing going on at the Capitol.
I got other things to do. I really do. I mean, I really don't pay attention to a lot of it, like I said.
Berryman says she usually votes for Democrats. That includes this swing district's current representative, Abigail Spanberger. Berryman says the January 6th attack was shocking, but she's more focused on rising bills and says Democrats aren't doing enough to fix it.
I don't think so at all. I'm really disappointed because it's just so much that's going on. And then, you know, it's like they're sweeping things under the rug.
Berryman says she'd consider voting for a Republican if they address her concerns. I asked Spanberger how she would respond to voters like Berryman, who believe Democrats are too focused on January 6th at the expense of the economy.
I would say that certainly I'm not that Democrat.
It's not that Spanberger is ignoring January 6th. She was in the House chamber during the assault on the Capitol. She remembers watching the scene unfold from the gallery.
Capitol police officers barricading up the door with benches and tables.
And Spanberger believes the hearings are important for the health of the U.S. democracy.
And ensuring that something like we saw on January 6th doesn't ever occur in the future.
But the two-term Democrat says the hearings haven't stopped her from focusing on pocketbook issues. She sponsored legislation designed to prevent baby formula shortages and another to recruit more truckers to address supply chain issues. And she'd prefer to keep the focus there rather than on the last president or even the current one. Spanberger won't say whether she wants President Biden to run again.
I'm focused on November 22 and continuing to serve my constituents.
The six Republicans vying to take on Spanberger have worked to pin her to Biden. Yesley Vega, a sheriff's deputy running for the GOP nomination, railed against the president and Spanberger to a crowd of a couple dozen Republicans in a gated community outside Fredericksburg.
Tell me one thing that they've done good, aside from electing and converting more Republicans. What have they done?
Despite the moderate lean of the district, Vega and her five GOP competitors are aligning themselves with Donald Trump. She says Democrats have squandered Trump's legacy.
They were handed the most secure border, a thriving economy.
Another Republican in the field, Bryce Reeves, has made Trump a focus of his ads.
President Trump showed us how to stand up for the principles and values that make America great. I'm ready to finish what he started.
Most of the GOP candidates in the district have downplayed the January 6th attack. Some voters at Vega's event, like Deanne Marshall, say the hearings aren't fair.
They're not showing the whole story, and they have no opposition. There's no true Republicans on that forum.
None of the GOP candidates will say whether they would have voted to certify the 2020 election. And the winner of this seat will be in the chamber after the next presidential election. For some Democratic voters in the district, like Courtney DuBois, the January 6th hearings drive home the stakes.
I believe it's important because everybody needs to know what's happening and what has happened and the steps we can take to prevent this from happening again.
But with so much else on voters' minds, DuBois says she can only hope the hearings cut through the noise. For NPR News, I'm Ben Pavier in Richmond.